This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Day 3 of my quarantine. It is Friday the 26th of June 2020. My name is Nkosi Mnisi. I am a broadcaster at Vow FM and also a first year student at the University of the Witwatersrand. This is the special or exclusive podcast series exclusive to Vow FM 88.1 of my journey with COVID-19. It's been about 3 days since I was diagnosed with COVID-19 and also 3 days since I went into self-isolation. So today has been a stable day. Yet again, we're getting much, much better. But obviously, we also cannot afford to slack on, you know, the sanitizing and also, you know, they just keeping a good hygiene around me, my family and my home, where I'm sanitizing, especially the areas where I frequent, which is my bedroom and the bathroom that only I am currently using. So we are also keeping up with that, you know, because I've also realized that perhaps I will, you know, become the symptoms will go away, you know, let me put it like that, after some time, and that I will no longer have symptoms, but that won't necessarily mean that I'm no longer infected until I retest and I get a different test result. So it being day 3 today, haven't done nothing like much today, just still in bed, you know, resting, taking my medication, trying to eat healthy. My doctor said I must just avoid things that with a lot of sugar and salt so that it can, you know, I can boost my immune system. I need to eat things that have a lot of, you know, vitamins and proteins and good nutrients to help me fight the virus. So a lot of people have said, you know, does your medication help fight the virus? The virus cannot be fought with medication. There is no treatment for it. The medication is only to treat the symptoms. And also, you know, the sort of diet change that you have to undergo is to just help, you know, your immune system, you know, be strong enough to fight off the virus by itself. So the medication is just there to treat the symptoms. I've also been receiving a lot of support from survivors, you know, or people that know people that are affected or infected. Also a lot of questions, you know, and as I said yesterday, that I'm not a medical doctor. However, I can just share my journey just to help other people get through theirs and just to, you know, help them, you know, to be aware of their signs and symptoms if they do develop any and whatnot. So that's just how the journey has been. You know, 3 days in, I'm feeling still very positive. You know, still going very strong. I'm still experiencing a bit of heat flashes. I think especially when I start working my body. So if I talk for a long time, I'll start, you know, getting a bit sweaty, which is actually what's currently happening now. You know, my family has been like, "Are you not cold?" I was like, you know, cold for 1 minute and then hot the next. So that's just with my fever, but it is under control. It is under control. I haven't checked my temperature as of yet, but I feel as if my fever is stable. Nothing has raised concern or has concerned me or worried me to a point where I needed to call my doctor. So I haven't spoken to her in a while. Perhaps I'll check in with her just next week, you know, just to let her know how I'm doing. Or she'll also probably want to just find out about my progress. So that's how it's been thus far. You know, still keeping the distance from my family. They're wearing masks and, you know, sanitizing everything that I touch. And I found that to be okay because that's what we have to do, because I need to protect them, you know, as much as I also need to take care of myself. I need to protect them. And fortunately, you know, my mother's working from home. My sisters have also been affected in that someone at their school tested positive, so they haven't gone to school. So what I can say and what I've gathered is that this indeed is a real thing, and it's going to affect a lot of people. You know, when the Minister of Health said that approximately 60% of South Africa's population would get this thing or be affected by it, you know, a lot of people, you know, laughed. But, you know, we look at how the cases are increasing. And, you know, what's sad to see is that also the deaths are going up, which is really, really sad to see. We only hope for the best, and we hope, you know, that the new drug that they found to be effective in, you know, lessening the rate of mortality in people that are like gravely ill, you know, those on ventilators and ICU, you know, really does help in that, you know, that vaccine trial, you know, produces good results. So day three concluded. Tomorrow is day four. I will be back with day four's updates. But for now, once again, do take care of yourself, you know, sanitize, wear those masks in public, stay warm, especially because, you know, it is really becoming really cold, seeing that we're getting right into the winter season. Avoid moving around, you know, unnecessarily to protect yourself and your loved ones and everyone that you may come into contact with. I'll be back tomorrow. Once again, thank you so much for sharing in, with me in this journey. I'm really encouraged by all the love, support, and also the care that I am receiving from my family. Have a great evening. Take care. Good night. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vafm.co.za.